Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Bert Show.
All right, so you tweet last night that we're going to be able to tee off on you today.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to get an ass kicking.
All right, let's focus. Everybody
right.
Focus.
And it's only because I've come and I've publicly been very strong on something. And I'm going into this letting you know that I think I was a little bit tricked. But I was tricked out of my own ignorance. Like, I wasn't.
Dude, you sound like one of our women callers right now that's just. You're making a 30-second story, and you're clouding it with excuses before you even get to the details. Yeah, you're justifying
it. Too many words.
Come on, let's do this.
Just get to the problem.
Man up.
What'd you do?
Cut a couple shower.
You went to a couple shower?
You went to a couple shower last night.
A couple's baby shower?
Yeah.
Oh, you have come
that. I think we should clear the floor for Bert.
I threw it.
Well, let's let Jeff.
Hand him over.
I think it's only important
I was the host.
You hosted?
What? You hosted couple's baby shower?
What?
I don't even know who you are anymore, Jeff Dahl.
Serious?
Hand him over
Weren't
right
you
now.
The one to give Bert crap?
Wow.
Didn't we just talk about this yesterday?
I don't know, did we? What was it for yesterday?
In the post show?
You hosted? And so you must have known for a while that you were hosting this. You just don't spontaneously say to Jessica, you know what we should do today? We should host the baby shower.
Before
we even start, what has your position been on couples baby showers up until this very point?
And it remained like.
What has your position been about couples baby showers up until you selling out?
I think anybody who has a couples baby shower should be hit with rocks.
Oh yeah, and guess what happened just about a month ago when I brought up, hey, producer Tracy's expecting. Shouldn't we do something like all of us? And Jeff goes, "Well, it's a baby shower. I'm not going to be involved in that
for the girls."
That's a girl thing to do.
Okay, can I explain?
And so condescendingly, scoffed me off.
ridiculous idea,
even
Jen.
Even back further than that, because Bert was talking about something with Stacey, and you were the biggest critic.
Remember how I didn't want to do it? Stacey wanted to have this. And I thought it was just, I think it's cruel and unusual punishment to invite guys to something like this. Like, I mean, I know women get excited about this, but having your men there, they have zero desire to be there at all. So Stacey wanted to do one of these, and I have been as strong as Jeff has. And we got in a big old fight on Stacey and I got in a big old fight on the radio about it.
It was uncomfortable.
It was really uncomfortable. But then, you know, I realized that she was really serious about it. So I was willing to sell out, and then we got lucky and had a Hollis prematurely.
It didn't happen.
Didn't have to have the party.
Oh my God.
That's funny. Can I at least explain?
Well, just tell what happened. I mean, you can try to explain, but we're still going to give you crap.
Here's how it came down is we have some of our very close friends are expecting a baby around the same time Tracy is, about a month after Tracy, actually. Mm. So they have a baby boy on the way, and Jessica said to me, like, 2 months ago, 6 weeks ago, however long you plan something like this out, that, hey, we should have dinner with you know, this couple and invite a bunch of people.
Look us in the eye when you're telling this story.
Right. And it should be like, and we'll have, and we'll all take them to dinner. And I said, oh, that'd be really cool. I said, I think what you need to do is, because it's a couple really hard to pin down, like schedule wise. I said, I think you need to make it a surprise. You know, you have a surprise dinner. And she goes, okay, cool. So she calls one of her friends, who is another close friend of this couple. And the two of them organize this dinner, this surprise dinner, right? Surprise dinner. You guys following?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, surprise dinner.
This is how she this is how women camouflage it. Oh. For you guys right now, listen to this, because women are bamboozling you. They're camouflaging and disguising these couple showers as something else. This is what Stacey did too.
Well, it sounds like you're defending Jeff right now.
And they're banking on the not paying attentionness of guys, because when we got back to, we remember we went to that long weekend in Las Vegas a couple weeks back, and we came back, there was a package at our door, and we opened it up, and in there is a little blue card and a little box of cookies, and the cookies say it's a boy, and the little blue card has got really like sorority girl handwriting, you know, it's very professionally done, and, but the bottom line says, Sarah and Jesse and Jeff and Jessica invite you too.
So it was
my name was on there, but it still didn't process because it didn't say shower on that.
But it was an invitation to a couple shower at that point.
It didn't say shower on
it. What did it say? Because everybody has to know it's a shower to bring a gift. It said shower.
It says in celebration of your new baby boy.
That's a shower.
I didn't say shower. It did not say shower.
That's
a shower.
You're smarter than that.
I didn't even think about it.
You're smarter than that.
So then last night we got to the restaurant, and it was at a restaurant. We went into the back room, and Jessica and the girl who was throwing it with her were there early. And so there's a table set up. There are 12 people total. And on the table, there were blue and silver sparklies.
Mm-hmm. Did you help?
Sparkly baby
Did you realize
bottle
it was a shower
glitters?
Then?
Yeah. And then there was...
Did you help? I do want to hear that. Did you help put it out?
Yeah, you
I
did.
I had to put the banner up.
Oh, you put the banner up? You helped in the decorating of a couple showers?
But here's the deal. They needed somebody to hold it up because it was.
You hosted a shower.
Oh, wow.
You decorated. Wow. You hosted a baby shower. Wow.
Who nice are
so
you?
Oh, and then, like. The baby. Oh, to the baby.
No, did you do the diaper changing competition?
No, we did the one where everybody writes a name and puts it in a basket.
Wow.
Because you're guessing the name?
And were you the one that was carrying the basket around from couple to couple so they could put their names into it?
No. That would have been, no, I didn't.
What'd you do?
What'd you do? What game did you help with?
What did you play?
I passed the gifts. So they could open them and then.
Did you write down the list for the thank you notes? You did.
So anyway.
Wait a second. You were the person in the corner? You were the person in the corner keeping the notes?
Jessica mainly did it, but as she needed help, because she was at the end.
The thank you note guy.
You are a baby shower bitch.
And I didn't realize. I realized as I was hanging up,
I
the banner.
I want to see these pictures
because it was me and girls. So as I was hanging up,
it says the ladies were hanging up the.
Yeah, as the ladies were hanging everything up, and I was helping,
including you.
All of a sudden, it dawned on me. It's seriously. Like, I felt like I was in the polar bear club and I just jumped into a cold lake. All of a sudden, it dawned on me and I became paranoid that, like, one of you guys would walk into the restaurant or, like, somebody would see me or something like that. So I immediately ran out. I went to the bar of the restaurant. I'm like, okay, I get banners up. I gotta go.
I gotta go get a whiskey.
I go to the bar of the restaurant and there randomly happens to be a guy there that I know, but I haven't seen him in, I don't know, 6 months probably. He became my immediate best friend. I'm like, hey, Drew, what's up? Sitting there, hanging out. People are walking in. I refuse to go back into the room.
Dude's like, I cannot get rid of Jeff Dollar.
Yeah, he's like, dude, seriously, there's a reason we haven't talked in 6 months. I don't really like you. But it didn't matter. He was my best friend. Then another guy who's coming to the party, he came in. You know, and
anything
he,
to stay out.
It was like, yeah. And then, because it was a surprise, I had to go back there and coordinate the hiding so everybody could hide and yell surprise, and it was a good dinner.
It was a successful shower.
Did you have a good shower you decorated for and hosted?
It was a good
shower.
Dinner.
Mm-mm.
among
shower.
Friends
uh-huh.
celebrating the fact that two of them have a new joy coming into their life.
Baby shower. Shower.
Baby shower.
Baby shower bundle of joy.
Good morning, Preston.
Jeff, I'm just disappointed.
I know.
You're not mad.
Jessica's got one over on you for the rest of your life, buddy.
I know.
Mean,
yeah. Because now that you've done one.
We expect more. We expect more, Jeff. I mean, it's just, wow.
It's like,
it hurts.
Once
it's
you give an inch, she's going to take a mile. Now you can't say that you don't do baby showers because guess what? You just did.
Never again. I know.
Just did
I know how the trick is. I know.
Oh, Jeffy Weffy did a baby shower.
Was your panel straight or did you have to go back and look at it and then readjust it?
Hey, Doug, good morning.
I was scared because it was that Mylar material. It was real shiny. And it had
you want to rip
boobies.
That?
Yeah.
Oh my
hey,
God,
Doug.
You know Mylar.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jeff.
Yeah.
I want to ask you something, and then I want to make a statement.
Uh-oh.
Oh, damn.
He is furious.
Did you check your balls at the door? and the thing I wanted to say was, wah.
Yeah,
such a baby, Jeff.
I know.
Dead bitch.
So, Jeff, I mean, I would really love to hear you publicly say, I'm Jeff Dollar.
I'm not giving you a fame.
I
hosted. I've admitted. Yes.
And I hosted.
Yes. You had a stance.
Yes. A baby shower.
I cannot.
That's all
say no, you
yes.
got.
Just speak the truth.
I
don't do anything until he's done.
Say
I
it.
Had a dinner.
I am
with
Jeff Dollar.
My name
and
is
I
Jeff.
Hosted
Hi, I'm
in
Jeff.
Celebration. A baby shower takes place in the morning.
No, it
or
doesn't.
At
no,
afternoon
it does not.
At someone's
no.
house.
No.
We were drinking shots of Crown.
No.
I mean, the mom wasn't.
I'm
just
Jeff
say
Dollar.
It. Say it. Man up and own it. It's your testicles. Own them.
Not anymore. It's my vagina.
Save that?
Save that? Maybe.
Come on, Jeffrey. Come on, baby.
My name is Jeff. And last night... I threw a baby shower.
Ah! All the hits Q100. The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why weight loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
I think this is more probably a conversation for women to call in for about their men. Because I think guys, when it comes to hobbies or recreational sports, just some guys just take it a little bit too seriously.
Some. A lot.
I mean, there are some. Yeah, I mean, there are some that can casually go out on a Wednesday night, play softball, have a couple of beers with the dudes at Hooters, and then come on home. That's not who we're talking about here. I want to hear from the women that are married or are seeing guys that are way too passionate about their hobbies. Let me give you two examples. And they're piggybacked on two things that have happened the last like 3 or 4 days. Intern Yancey and intern Ben came in here yesterday, and I heard them exchanging a conversation about a kickball league in Kennesaw that has taken itself entirely too seriously.
Oh, that's funny.
Ben was invited to play as a ringer, I think, on one of these teams, and he shows up thinking, cool, night, we'll get our drink on a little bit. You know what? We'll kick it around here a little bit. It'll be just like old times. He gets there, and the guys are all in Under Armour.
You're kidding.
Come on.
All right. This is a kickball league. All the dudes are in their Under Armour. And he said all of them were like drinking Gatorade. They had their game face on. They all had uniforms.
Haven't
they
had sex for 2 weeks.
They were like eating oranges between innings.
Shut up.
Are you
no
serious?
That's what he told me yesterday. This is kickball, people.
So he actually saw them playing, right?
He played. He was part of the game.
He shows up with his like six-pack of PBR, and they're all like, what are you doing?
I think
dehydrated.
Flip-flops. Have you heard that there's one of the Bud Light commercials pays tribute to...
Overly excited.
I forgot what sport, but I wish we could find that because that would be perfect for this. Because it's the truth. Too many take it seriously.
Too seriously. And it doesn't have to be sports. I'm sure that calls will come in from women that are frustrated by their men and their softball habits also. But I heard a conversation this weekend going on between husband and wife about how he takes his... rock band too seriously, his video game rock band. Mm-hmm. He has all his guys come over two or three times a week, and they all practice, and they take their rock band playing really, really seriously.
It's supposed to be fun.
What?
All these things are supposed to be fun.
Do they compete against other rock band bands?
Yes. Yeah. They go to different competitions. They have their rehearsals like three or four times. She's not allowed down in the basement. There can be no distractions. And he brings his three or four guys over. One's got his drums, one's guitar, one's a lead singer. And they take it very, very seriously. Now, I'm sure we could get calls here for, like, flag football leagues. Your dude is taking things too seriously when it comes to his Frisbee league.
Frisbee golf?
Yeah, Frisbee golf. It could be dodgeball. There are leagues also. If your husband's taking his cornhole too seriously.
Do you take your cornhole seriously, Bert?
Very. Good morning, Jill. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. I was actually just listening, and I am good friends with the person who put together that kickball tournament in Kennesaw. They have been putting this together for the past year. They have, like, got it patented where they want to go in, like, the World Guinness Book of Records to have, like, the biggest kickball tournament, and they have gotten people to join on Facebook, and they've probably got about 200,000 people to join this group because they want to have the biggest kickball tournament, like, in the world.
Well, that's great. Like, I think all of us would agree that that sounds like pretty fun. And even if we came across that group on Facebook, if we are in the mood, we might all join it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we might even entertain the thought of, like, putting together a Bert Show team with a bunch of interns, listeners, us, going to play some kickball. But if I got up there and somebody hands me a Cliff Bar and an orange and says, all right, man, carve up, we got a big one.
And he had a massage table up there and stuff.
You go in the locker room.
You gotta lift up my kicking leg. Hurry!
There's a guy sitting in a whirlpool tub with an ice pack on his shoulder.
Yeah.
You think they go for like one-on-one training sessions for kickball?
Oh, sure. You got to. Yeah.
I got to meet him with my trainer
instructor.
Hey, Bert, throw me the icy hat. My kicking leg's a little off.
Sorry, baby. No sex this week, man. I got a kickball tournament on Saturday. You know the rules.
Trainer! Can you tape my fingers? Dude, it's kickball. Tape my fingers. You don't know what it's like.
Hey, Sharon, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
I'm so glad that I get to vent about this for a minute.
Okay.
My boyfriend, not only does he hunt every animal there is on the face of the earth, deer season, you have duck season, you have hog season, you have turkey season, you have rabbit season, then it goes into softball season and golf season, and it's nonstop. It's always something. We've been together for almost 3 years now, and I can't get him to stop. I don't want him to stop. At least he's not in the clubs or in a bar or whatever.
There are just some guys, I think, that if you're going to do something, you're going to do it right. If you're going to hunt, you're going to do it right. You're going to go out, you're going to get the orange camis, you're going to get the face paint, you're going to get the whistle, and you're just going to go all out.
Now, with hunting, I'm okay with it, though, because if you're going to do a sport that requires you to use deer urine as a cologne, then I'm totally cool with going 1,000% on that. Like, if I'm rubbing the urine of another animal into my hair, then I'm buying the nicest gun, I'm wearing the most disguised camo, I'm getting the fanciest tree stand, because there's animal pee on me.
I think if I were with a guy, like she said, that went from one to the next to the next to the next all year round, and it was always something overlapping the next, I would think he was avoiding me.
Well, you'd probably be right.
I'd be like, you're signing up for another sport so you don't have to hang out with me.
Hey, Kelly, good morning. You're on Q100.
I have a friend, and she is so serious about darts. She actually set up a dart thing in her apartment, and she measured how far away she should stand and put a tape line. And she practices for 30 minutes every night, and no one can talk to her while she practices.
Does she put one of those little wrist guard things on to keep her wrist straight? Because I've seen that on ESPN.
She doesn't, but she orders the special flags because she thinks it'll make it go faster or slower. And she has T-shirts when she goes to her dart league.
Her dart league.
Yeah. They don't even win money. She just goes.
Flags, I guess, are the official name for the little feathery things at the end of a dart.
Uh-huh. I think so. She's really serious about it. It's really stupid.
My darts. Good morning, Wanda. You're on Q100.
So my husband is so into restoring cars. And I go open the shower one day, and there's a front grill in my shower. I'm like, why is there a grill in the shower?
That's
because it was easier for him to wash it while he was in the shower than to do it out back.
That makes complete sense to a man. And then what was he going to do? Let it dry somewhere else?
That's awesome. God, that's great.
Lena, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. My husband has recently taken up skateboarding again. He's 31 years old. Half pipes and ramps that he can jump on and has started dressing like Rob Dyrdek.
Oh, no. It's his little mini midlife crisis.
I think so.
Did you say he started building ramps like in your backyard?
Yes, I have a half pipe.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you have teenagers coming over to use it?
Oh, she's gone.
Oh. Damn. I love that phrase. Yes, I have a half pipe.
We had a woman on hold that just dropped out whose husband is into tricycle drifting, who's 29 years old.
What is that?
What is that?
You know what drifting is with your car?
Yes.
No.
But you like you haul ass and then you sort of just, the car drifts.
Brake really fast and then you like
jam the wheel.
Car. Yeah. And then it like.
I still don't understand.
They do it with like the little Honda Civics and everything. They think Fast and the Furious.
Uh-huh.
You're sailing through it. You go get into an empty parking lot.
Uh-huh.
Sailing as fast as you can. And you take your foot off the gas and jam the wheel all the way to one direction. And the car will turn itself around.
So instead of a full donut, it's just more of...
You're like drifting, sliding. Right? Okay. You're taking your foot off the accelerator.
So you go as fast as you can. And then depending on the surface and the types of tires you have and everything, you don't accelerate at all. And then you... Then you come out of it and you go again.
This guy's doing it on
tricycle?
A tricycle.
That's awesome.
At 29 years old.
Hey, maybe you know what that is. That might be. You remember the Hot Wheels that had the brake or the
big wheel? Like
the big wheel that had the handbrake. That's for the rich. I didn't have one. The rich kids in the neighborhood did though.
You've got to be kidding me. This guy is 29.
One was called the big wheel, but there was the alternative to the big wheel. It was the higher class one, the top end one, the green machine.
My neighbors had that.
That's what it was called. That was for the rich. Kids, us kids,
yes.
We had the big wheel.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Jeff, I think you and I are going to be pretty bummed by the end of this segment, dude. We had a Burt Show listener call a couple of minutes ago, and the question really was, should I stroke this dude's ego that I'm going out with right now, even though I can kick his butt in trivia? Things are going so well in the relationship, should I just throw him a bone from time to time? And the calls were coming in, and people were like, yeah, of course, you know, you're getting what you want out of it. I mean, can it really hurt? So I asked, what are you guys doing to stroke your man's ego? Mm-hmm. And the phone lines are just lit up, man. We could probably do this for the next 19 hours. So we'll get to those in a second here. But Shamara said it's not just one time you need to do this. You need to do it all the time.
Good.
So are you saying live like this constant lie with the dude that you're seeing?
It's not a lie. No, it's not a lie at all. But it's very important that most times that you do stroke your man's ego. I know sometimes, like, my guy, I'll probably ask him something about work. What should I do with the situation? Even though I already have the answer in my head, I just let him tell me, you know, babe, you should do X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. Even though I could be totally doing the opposite. But I'm like, yeah, honey, you're so right. You're so smart. Or I'll let him tell me everything. I'm trying to start my own business. I'll let him give me the guidelines on how to do X, Y, and Z, even though I already know. But I just go ahead and let him tell me because he has to get his word across. So I just go ahead and make him feel like he's right every time.
So how many times a day do you think that you sort of do these little white lies to your man just to make him feel good about himself? We talking about twice? We talking about 40?
I don't know. It's so many times. I can't even count.
It's just the way that you are now. You've trained yourself so well that you don't even have to think about it anymore, do you?
I don't even think about it that much anymore. I just go, you know what, you're right. It saves a lot of arguments, too. It saves on arguments. It saves on confusion. He loves it.
And how long?
Nice gift from it and everything sometimes. So it just depends on your guy.
My question is, do you think he does it back to you at all? Like, if you cook a bad meal, is he going to be like, oh, baby, that was the best?
No, if I cook a bad meal, he's going to say, babe, this meal is horrible.
Oh, no.
Sweetheart, the steak is a little tough.
All right, so her thought is that you don't do it just once or twice. It has become a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Because you men are such sensitive creatures.
I would never. I'm sure Stacy is doing this with me. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm positive. But he can never find out. He can. Don't ever let him find out. Never.
Does it happen?
Wait, one more never. Never.
Does it happen in non-dating relationships as well?
Like at the office?
For example.
Oh, you're concerned.
I'm guessing Tracy does it to you about 12 times a day.
I'm a man, and I do it to you about 12 times. Dana, good morning. You're on Q100. Other ways that you are stroking your man's ego. Hey.
My boyfriend, oh, my God. He cooks the same meal every time.
Hey,
and
Dana,
it's so good. And he loves Mexican. He loves nachos. I swear to God, if I eat another nacho,
I'm the voice disguiser.
Nacho ever.
Dana, why aren't you on the voice disguiser?
Oh, these are so great. But I'm like, okay, can you find another type of cuisine or something?
Do you think that by you striking his ego on those nachos makes him think, oh, this is my best
meal? Yeah, you're part of it.
He's doing the same thing.
I'm sorry.
I said, that's why he's, you know, one track mind, same things. Oh, well, this works.
Yep. That's it. I'm telling you. So
y'all are partly to blame then. I mean, it's the same conversation that we had a whole bunch of times after 8:30, that if you're faking it in one area, he thinks everything's great. So
well,
if he's not good,
that,
how's it any different?
But don't you want to feel like a man sometimes?
Nah.
Well, you're the exception to the rule.
Of course I do.
Of course. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, we're giving you the opportunity to be more manly and be macho and be in charge. We're letting you think that we need you.
If I ever feel in charge in my house, I will know immediately that Stacy is just lying to me.
What do you mean?
Because I know that, I mean, we just have roles. Like, I know what she's good at.
I think there's probably plenty of things that she allows you to be the man on. I think that we don't want to find out because we don't want to ruin the facade.
No,
so
I don't want to know.
Stacey, don't call and tell us.
I don't want to know.
Bert doesn't want to know. But I'm sure there's things that she does.
Hey, Christine, good morning.
For me, it's the boat.
Pretend not to know anything about.
Right. And the weird thing is, you know, my father had a boat. My dad used to let my brother and I take it out on the intercoastal waterway. I mean, I know how to do the boat. Drive it, park it, you know, dock it, everything. With my husband, I just have to, like, sit. I have to pretend like I can't do it. I don't know what the controls mean. It's everything about it.
It must drive you crazy. I could still hear the frustration in your voice.
Like when he bangs it up against the dock, pulling in, like, in choppy waters, and you're like, God, if you had just put it sideways, it would have drifted right in there.
What were you going to say, Jen?
I was just going to say, my mom and dad have been married for almost 40 years, and she said hers is the grill. She's like, I don't want to learn.
That's a big one.
I don't want to know. I want him to be the expert. I want to just pretend like I can't do it.
Yeah.
So my dad's been, you know, the man of the grill and grilling the meat because he's manly.
I had that one for a while, and I loved my Weber like that. I loved getting the charcoal on my hands. I loved smelling like meat.
Yeah.
I loved it all. And she took it away from me. She got like this electric,
that's awesome,
this outside oven thing.
That's great.
And so that part of my testicles is gone now also.
Aww.
Can I tell you what?
See? You, that's a mistake.
Awesome. I witnessed the emasculating of a guy just a couple weekends ago. We were over at their house, and there were a bunch of us, and she had started up the grill. His wife had started up the grill, and there were a plate of steaks and chickens and burgers and stuff on the thing. Mm-hmm. And she says to me, "Do you know how to grill? Will you cook these?" He doesn't know how to grill and points at her husband.
Oh.
And you could see his face like,
You can't do that in front of another man.
And then he goes, "Yeah, I always burn stuff."
That's one thing that is a man's job is the grill. Don't go anywhere near
it. Well, we want that. We don't, ladies, get away from the fire.
Yeah, we want to protect y'all.
Yeah.
Only a guy knows how to cook a steak and a burger.
You don't understand how we are putting meat on flame, woman. Back away.
You can't spice it right.
Good morning, Robin. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
But this goes back to my wedding day, and my mom came to me and thought she was going to impart some great words of wisdom to me about being married. And she told me that on her wedding day that her mom came to her and sat her down and said, "Never let a man know that you can lift anything heavy."
Yep.
And she said, "It's little things every single day. We all can open the pickle jar, but don't let them know that. Take it to them and say, 'I'm too weak. I can't open this. Can you please open this for me?'"
Yep.
And things like that. Every single day, little things like that.
I had no idea.
It is true. You do it so subconsciously. You don't even think about things like that.
You don't.
No,
like
you just
now it's just woven into.
I think when you're used to doing a lot on your own, or you're somebody that just like wants to get it done when you get it done, you forget that, you know, maybe you should take a step back.
Hey, Jessica, good morning. You're on Q100.
Almost everything that these women have called in and said that they're doing to their man, I have done the same thing. I grew up on a lake, driving a boat, driving the jet skis, and I know how to park, and I know how to pull people on a wakeboard, on anything. And when you put my husband at the wheel, it is like, honey, what are you doing? He tries so hard, and I want to let him learn how to do it, but sometimes it gets so frustrating if he is just killing somebody that's behind the boat. Or all the stuff on the grill, I probably know how to cook better than him. But I still have to let him cook it, and I'm like, honey, this is really good. You've really done a good job tonight on this meal.
Here's what I'm learning here, is that, guys, whenever you feel like you're in control in the house, that's when she's lying to you.
Right.
Well, here's the danger. It's almost like the Wizard of Oz. I think guys tonight don't ask.
Don't see what's behind the curtain.
Don't see the man behind the curtain. No. Just leave it be. Because don't ask like, "Oh, well, honey, do you ever kind of dumb it down for me?" You don't know the answer.
Men, just assume you're awesome.
And ladies, if your man does ask, it is your job to go, "No, what do you mean?"
It's the stupidest show ever.
They don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, here is, she wants to be called Lisa, and she's on the Voice Disguiser. So we may ask you guys if you're in human resources or you know something about hiring and firing and employment, that we may want to get some help from you here. Because Lisa's scratching her head a little bit. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. Good morning. All right, so you just got fired or you think you're about to be fired?
No, I just got fired. I was hired to work for this company, let's call it a medical company, about a month ago. And during the interview process, I did not disclose that I was pregnant because legally I didn't have to.
And how far along were you?
About 5 months. I wasn't trying to hide it. I just didn't disclose.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was doing a really good job. You know, my supervisor had called multiple times to praise my work, and everything was going really well, and so I felt comfortable telling them I was pregnant. So I did tell them, and about 3 days later, I was fired for being pregnant, for having to take a maternity leave.
What reason did they use?
Their exact words, because I had to take significant time off, I could not work the hours. And they wrote that down on paper for me. So my question is, you know, how legal is this, and what are my chances in fighting for it?
Can I ask what kind of job it was?
It's a medical job working with kids, actually.
Is it a job that comes up often? Like, after you have the baby, can you get that job easily? Or is it more of a specialty position?
No, it's kind of an office job. And it was part-time as well.
Were you going to be able to qualify for any of the benefits of a maternity leave? Were you going to have paid benefits?
I could have the 12-week leave, but I didn't have, like, insurance or anything like that.
they were going to pay you. It was just a matter of you just not being there for the maternity leave.
Yeah, it was unpaid leave for maternity leave.
This is a big company or this is a smaller company?
It's a nationwide company. I mean, they have offices all over the country, but it's not huge.
Okay. My first thought was that, you know, big companies like that, especially if they're nationwide, they pretty much know the letter of the law. Sometimes they do make mistakes, and it's one employee that makes a mistake. But I think for the most part, it's like they know what they're supposed to write down and what they're not.
I don't think you can assume that, though.
I can make a guess as to what happened. Especially a part-time job, you probably had 90 days of conditional employment. We try you out, you try us out, and you've got 90 days. And it says in the employee paperwork that during those 90 days, they can let you go for any reason. And
was it within those 90 days?
And is being pregnant, isn't that, you know, protected under that 90 days?
I'm not a human resources expert, but I'm sure we will get some to call up. But I would say no. I would say that maybe if you were honest with them during the interview process and they really liked you, they may have worked something out. But I think they probably felt that you were a little bit kind of scammy in order to take you got. I mean, it's not like you were 1 month along.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got the job and then 90 days later, you're going to have to be off for 12 weeks. Like, that's not cool to do to an employer. They have obligations and responsibilities. And I realize you need a job and everything. But I think they probably had that 90-day window to do whatever they want, or 30 days or 45 or whatever.
All right, we're speculating, but we can get some people on the phone here that have some real-life experience with it. Hey, Amber, good morning. You're on Q100.
I work with a law firm. Being pregnant, that is a protected class. You cannot do that. Specifically, that they put it down in writing is even worse. She needs to go to the EEOC and file a complaint, immediately.
Does it have anything to... I mean, the fact that she did not disclose she was pregnant when she got the job?
She doesn't have to. She's a protected class. It's just, there's several things, you know, like race, if you're over the age of 40, pregnant. This is the reason why they created that law, because people were firing them before they went on their leave.
Amber, you kind of sound like a badass. I want you to represent me in my next case.
I know.
I don't even know what it's going to be, but I want you by my side.
Well, thank you.
Is it possible that the employer hired the employee under a 90-day conditional, hey, this is, you're on a probationary period? And I'm saying 90 days, but it could be 30, 45,
Georgia
whatever.
Georgia is a right-to-work state, so you have the right to fire, right to hire. The only thing about that is protected classes overrule all that. So if they had just said, you know, your work performance is not good, that sort of thing, they could probably get away with that. But the fact that they put it in writing that the reason why they were firing her, letting her go, was because basically she was pregnant, that overrules that.
But an attorney could fight that.
Try to fight that, but if they were really had been smart about it, they would have known not to do it in the first place. Would have said that she wasn't up to work performance or something like that, because they worded it that way, and she's pregnant, and she had just told him. Did you tell him in writing, or did you tell him in person?
I told him in person.
Well, it helps if you do it in writing, but obviously she had just told them. 3 days later, they give her a notice that says she's going to be out. I mean, the EEOC is going to jump all over that.
In them firing you, you said they said it was because you're pregnant, right?
Yeah, the HR woman flat out told me on the phone that was the reason why.
Okay.
But, you know, in writing, they wrote it in not so many words.
Here's Kenneth. Okay. He thinks he can help you. Hey, Kenneth, you're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, I've been a manager before, and under the Federal Family Medical Leave Act, it is against the law. They have to hold a position for a sickness, pregnancy, something of that nature for 12 weeks with or without pay.
I'm surprised that the company was this aggressive. I mean, I know it's time off, but they didn't have to pay through their insurance or pay you. It's unpaid maternity leave, so I am surprised that they are so harsh about it.
I should get Sanjay Gupta on the phone. He's okay, so that's good stuff right there. Yeah, that's real good stuff. Hey, we actually helped somebody out today.
It's educational, I think, for a lot of women, you know?
Yeah, you are protected, but there are certain set of rules that you have to sort of, that whole thing falls under with the FMLA, right?
And would help you make decisions, too. I mean, if you were thinking about, you know, maybe leaving your job and starting a new one and thinking about getting pregnant, we'll realize you have to be employed there for a year or however many, over 1,000 hours, whatever that number was she said, in order to get that paid maternity leave.
Right.
Well, at least you got some real, real good advice, solid advice this morning.
Thank you. I really appreciate all your help.
All right. Call us back and let us know how it goes, because I have a feeling a whole bunch of our listeners will eventually be in the same place. So let us know how it goes, okay?
All right. Will do.
Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.